Another point I want to make about enlightenment is that it's not an abstraction. Yeah. It's not an abstraction. Enlightenment only exists by virtue of beings becoming enlightened. Without Buddhas, there wouldn't be enlightenment. Enlightenment isn't sort of some purple cloud floating in the cosmos that sort of pops into people, you know? It's not like that. We may talk, and the tradition sometimes talks in ways that you gain the feeling that enlightenment's kind of out there, sort of thing, but that is very much a way of talking for teaching purposes, if you like, a skillful means, and shouldn't be taken literally. So if it wasn't for enlightened beings, we wouldn't know enlightenment. And if it wasn't for the Buddha, we wouldn't know enlightenment, of course. So in a way, I feel I must talk about the Buddha if I'm going to talk about enlightenment. And I would love to give you a really good, cracking story of the life of the Buddha. But when I was rehearsing this talk earlier, I did include quite a lot from the Buddha's life story. The talk was about nearly 2 hours long. And, you know, but don't worry, yeah, before any of you rush out to get your sleeping bag or sandwiches, I've honed it down quite a lot, actually. It's quite interesting. I use a text-to-speech machine when I was preparing this talk, and it was interesting that it took 37 and a half minutes to give the talk, you know.
Would you like a talk on the Buddha I'm going to talk tonight about?
It was a bit like that, actually. That's how it works. But I was really surprised when I thought, well, I'd better just try it myself, actually, see how it works. And it was about 1¾ hours. So I'm afraid I'm going to talk very little about the life of the Buddha. And all I can do is, for those of you who are new to the tradition, there are three books I would recommend that you read. There's a great Life of the Buddha by a monk called Saddhatissa, called The Life of the Buddha. There's a lovely biography by a monk called Nyamamoli, Life of the Buddha according to the Pali Canon. And there's a very good book which gives you a very good feel for the life of the Buddha, as well as the basic teachings of Buddhism. It's called What the Buddha Taught by Wapola Rahula. But I will say a little bit about the Buddha to give a bit of context. The Buddha was an Indian patrician, that was born about approximately 563 BC. He was born in a kingdom at the time that existed at the time on the Nepalese-Indian border, and he spent his whole of his life in that region. And because he was a patrician, he was brought up in the lap of luxury. He had everything that the sort of culture of his day could offer, anything he wanted. And having had a series of experiences of seeing an ill man, an ill person, an old person, and a dead person, a dead body, and then finally a wandering mendicant, he resolved to sort of spend his life, to leave his life of luxury, and go and try and find the meaning of life, try and understand what it was all about. Often the stories of the Buddha, these four things are known as the four sights, and whether you get the impression as if like it was the first time he ever saw this, these things, whether it's literally true or not, the point is that at least there was a time when he suddenly realized that there was disease, old age, and death, and that is basically what we all have to deal with, and it really hit him. And the fourth sight, seeing the wandering mendicant, gave him the inspiration, if you like, to think, that's the way forward, that's how I'm going to find the meaning of life, that's how I'm going to understand what life's about. And so, according to some traditions at 19, according to other traditions at 29, he left his palace, and at that time he'd got a wife and child as well. And the story often says that this was very difficult for him to do, but he just couldn't sort of bear the fact that this was gnawing at him what life was about. And this terrible feeling of ennui, I would guess. He left the palace at the age of 29 and became a wandering mendicant, a wandering monk. And after studying with various teachers, and after 6 years of austerities, of serious sort of asceticism, he had got himself into such a state, actually. Forgive me, I'm just romping through this, and I wish I could do it justice by taking longer, but there just isn't the time. But essentially, after 6 years of struggling, he decided to stop the ascetic practices. He just thought, this is ridiculous, and I'm killing myself. I think one of his ascetic practices was to slowly sort of starve himself, and he realized he was starving himself to death. And so he took some food. But he'd come to the end. I think that's the important thing to realise. The Buddha had come to the end, yeah? He'd come from a life of utter luxury, and he'd gone to a life of utter asceticism. And that had got him nowhere. And so he really had come to the end. He was right there, yeah? That was against the wall.